Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
By the time he moved into the fraternity house, the story was already there waiting for him. It was told the same way every year, passed down from one group of brothers to the next, like it mattered just as much as anything else tied to the chapter. You heard it within the first week, usually late at night, when the newer members were still figuring out the house and how everything worked. It wasn't presented as something to be afraid of. If anything, it was treated more like a piece of the house's identity, something that had always been there and would probably still be there long after everyone else moved on. That was part of what made it easy to accept. The house itself made sense for that kind of story. It had belonged to the fraternity longer than anyone living there had been around, an older place that stood out from the rest of the neighborhood without needing to be pointed out. The floors creaked in uneven ways, the doors never quite sat right in their frames, and the air shifted from room to room in ways that made certain spaces feel warmer or colder for no clear reason. None of it stood out during the day. But at night, especially once the house quieted down and everyone settled into their own rooms, those details became harder to ignore. The story gave those details a place to land. Everyone knew who the house was supposed to belong to. There was a name, a loose explanation, and just enough backstory to make it feel complete without ever being fully confirmed. It had been told enough times that no one questioned it. There was no reason to. The details lined up well enough with the house itself, and more importantly, they seemed to line up with what people experienced. That was what made it stick. At first, nothing dramatic happened. He had moved in at the beginning of the semester, along with several other new members, all of them adjusting to the same space at the same time. The first few nights were loud and disorganized, with people coming and going, doors opening and closing, conversations carrying through the house without much effort. There wasn't much room for anything else to stand out. It was only after things settled that the smaller details started to show up. They weren't obvious. Most of the time, they didn't even feel worth mentioning. A door that was closed when no one remembered shutting it. Footsteps that sounded like someone moving through the hallway when everyone was already in the same room. The faint impression that someone had just passed by when the space behind you was empty. None of it lasted long, and none of it felt threatening. That was the part everyone agreed on, even if they didn't talk about it directly. Whatever was in the house didn't behave in a way that made anyone feel like they were in danger. It didn't slam doors or break things or do anything that forced a reaction. It stayed at the edges, noticeable without being intrusive, consistent without being predictable. Over time, that consistency became its own kind of confirmation. The story filled in the rest. If something moved in the hallway, it made sense because that was where it was supposed to be, If a door shifted or a sound carried through the house when it shouldn't have, it fit into the same explanation. There was a name attached to it, and that name gave everything else a kind of structure. He didn't think much about it at first. He had heard stories like that before, the kind that come with older buildings and get repeated often enough that they start to feel more like tradition than fact. It was easy to listen, nod along, and move on without really taking it seriously. But the longer he stayed there, the harder it became to ignore how often the smaller things lined up. It wasn't constant, and it wasn't something you could predict, but it happened enough that it stopped feeling random. You would hear something at the end of the hallway, and when you looked, there would be nothing there. The first time it happened to him directly, he almost missed it. He had been coming out of his room late at night, the rest of the house already quiet, when he heard movement further down the hallway. It wasn't loud, just the soft, uneven sound of someone shifting their weight as they walked. He assumed it was one of the other guys still up, maybe heading toward the kitchen or back to their room. By the time he reached the end of the hall, there was no one there. He stood there for a second longer than he meant to, listening for something else that would explain it, but the house had already settled back into silence. It wasn't enough to make anything of. It was the kind of thing you notice and move on from, especially in a place where the floors and walls seem to carry sound in ways that didn't always make sense. Still, it stayed with him longer than it should have. Not because it was frightening, but because it felt specific. The sound hadn't been distant or unclear. It had been close enough to place, as if someone had been just ahead of him in the hallway. That detail didn't match the idea of random noise or the house settling. It felt like movement. When he mentioned it the next day, the reaction was immediate. No one laughed it off. No one tried to explain it away. Instead, the conversation shifted in a way that suggested it fit exactly where it was supposed to. Someone nodded. Someone else added a similar experience. And within a few minutes, it had been folded neatly into the same story everyone already believed. That was how it worked. Nothing stood on its own. Every small moment connected back to the same explanation, reinforcing it without anyone needing to question whether it was accurate. The more those moments added up, the more solid the story became. It didn't take long before he found himself doing the same thing. Not consciously, not in a way that felt like he had decided to believe it, but in the way he started to place those moments into the same pattern everyone else had already accepted. It made things easier. It gave the house a kind of structure that didn't exist without it. If something happened, it had a reason. If something moved, it belonged to something. And that was enough. The house stayed like that for a while. Nothing escalated. Nothing pushed beyond those smaller moments that could be noticed and then dismissed. If anything, the consistency of it made it feel less important over time. Like something that existed but didn't need attention. That was what made the shift, when it came, feel so out of place. And for the first time since moving in, the story didn't have an answer ready for it. The first time someone seriously questioned the story, it didn't happen in a dramatic way. There was no argument, no moment where anyone stood up and insisted it couldn't be true. It came up the same way most things did in the house, late at night when the conversation had nowhere else to go, and people started circling back to things they had already talked about before. The story had come up again, passed around the room, in the same familiar way, each person adding their version of what they had heard or experienced. Up until that point, it had always stayed intact. That night, it didn't. It started with a simple question, something that should have been easy to answer, but wasn't. Someone asked where the details had actually come from. Not the name, not the general idea of someone having lived there, but the rest of it, the explanation that tied everything together. For the first time, no one had a clear answer. That was new. Usually someone would step in at that point, fill in the gaps, and keep the story moving. That didn't happen. Instead, the conversation slowed down, and the more they tried to piece it together, the more it became obvious that no one actually knew where most of it had come from. It had just always been there. That realization didn't break the story right away. If anything, it made it more interesting. Someone suggested looking into it, half as a joke, half out of curiosity. and turned into something to do, something that felt like it would either confirm what everyone already believed or at least give it a clearer shape. No one expected it to fall apart completely. It didn't take long to find the first inconsistency. The name came up easily enough. It matched with records tied to the house, which at first felt like confirmation. But once they started looking beyond that, the rest of the details stopped lining up. The timeline didn't match what they had been told. The events that were supposed to explain everything weren't attached to the house at all. They kept going anyway. The more they looked, the less there was to support the story they had been repeating. The version that had been passed down year after year didn't exist anywhere outside the house itself. There were no records to back it up, no mention of anything that would explain why the story had taken the shape it had. By the time they finished, there wasn't much left of it. The name was real, but everything else had been built around it over time, added piece by piece until it felt complete enough that no one had thought to question it. The explanation they had relied on didn't hold up at all. For a while, that became the focus. It was talked about more than anything else in the house for a few days, not because it was unsettling, but because it was unexpected. People went back over what they had experienced, comparing details, trying to see if anything felt different now that the story behind it had changed. At first, nothing did. The house didn't react. There were no sudden changes, no shift in the atmosphere that would suggest anything had been affected. By what they had found, the same small things continued the way they always had. The same subtle impressions that had never quite crossed into anything more obvious. If anything, it made it easier to dismiss. Without the story holding everything together, those moments lost some of their weight. They could be explained away more easily, pushed into the background as quirks of the house instead of something tied to a specific presence. That lasted for a while, long enough that it felt like the story might not have mattered after all. Then something happened that didn't fit either version. It was late, later than most nights had been recently, and the house had already quieted down. A few people were still awake, spread out between rooms, not talking much, just letting the night settle the way it usually did. The hallway was dark, the same stretch of space that had been mentioned so many times before, now sitting without the explanation that had always gone with it. He was in his room when he heard it, not the usual sound of movement or shifting weight, not something that could be mistaken for the house settling or someone walking past. This was sharper than that, more deliberate, like something being moved with intention rather than by accident. It came from the hallway. He didn't react right away. The sound was brief enough that it could have been dismissed if he had been doing anything else, but the quiet of the house made it stand out more than it should have. He stepped out into the hallway a few seconds later, expecting to see someone else still awake, maybe heading back to their room. There was no one there. That part wasn't new. What made it different was what he saw next. One of the doors along the hallway was open, and not wide, not thrown open in a way that demanded attention, but just enough that it stood out against the rest. It had been closed earlier. He knew that without needing to think about it. It was the kind of detail that stuck because it had always been part of the pattern. He stood there for a moment looking at it, waiting for something else to happen that would explain it. Nothing did. The house stayed quiet, the same stillness holding in place, as if nothing had changed. After a few seconds, he stepped forward and pushed the door the rest of the way open. The room inside was empty. Nothing out of place, nothing moved, no sign that anyone had been there at all. That should have been enough, and instead, it brought back something they had just gotten rid of. Not the story itself, but the feeling that something in the house didn't follow the same rules as everything else. Because whatever had happened, it didn't match the explanation they had believed before. And it didn't match the idea that there was nothing there at all. After that, no one brought the story up the same way again. It wasn't a decision anyone made out loud. There was no agreement to stop talking about it, no moment where someone said, it didn't make sense anymore. It just changed. The way it had been told before, with certainty and small details that filled in the gaps, didn't fit anymore. Once it had been picked apart, once it had been shown to be mostly built on assumptions, it lost the shape it had always carried. but the house didn't lose anything. That was the part no one could ignore. The smaller things kept happening just as often as they had before. A sound in the hallway late at night, the feeling that someone had just passed by when no one else was there. A door not quite where it had been left. None of it escalated. None of it pushed beyond what it had always been. It just continued for a while. That made it easier to live with. Without the story attached to it, the house felt less defined. There was no longer a name to point to, no explanation that tried to make sense of what people were experiencing. The moments stood on their own now, separate from anything else, and because of that, they were easier to ignore, until they weren't. It happened a few nights later in the same part of the house that always seemed to draw attention without trying. The hallway was quiet again, the rest of the house already settled, most of the lights off. He had stepped out of his room for something small, something he wouldn't have remembered later if not for what followed. The kind of moment that usually passed without any reason to think about it. He didn't hear anything this time. That was what made it different. The house had always given something away before, even if it was subtle, a sound, a shift, something that let you place what was happening into a moment that made sense. This time there was nothing like that. Just the hallway, still, quiet, exactly the way it should have been. He stopped without realizing why. It wasn't fear, not immediately. It was more like hesitation, the kind that happens when something doesn't feel quite right, but hasn't given you a reason to react yet. The space in front of him looked the same as it always had, the same doors, the same shadows, the same narrow stretch leading to the back of the house, but something about it felt occupied. Not in a way he could see, just in the way it held itself. He stayed where he was for a few seconds, listening, waiting for something to happen that would explain it. Nothing did. The silence didn't break, the air didn't shift, the house didn't settle or move in any way that would give him something to point to. And then, without warning, one of the doors moved. It wasn't fast, and it didn't slam or jerk or snap open in a way that would have made it easier to react to. It moved slowly, deliberately, as if someone on the other side had pushed it just enough to change its position. He didn't move. The door stopped after only a few inches, left slightly open in a way that didn't match how it had been before. The gap was small, but it was enough to break the line of the hallway, enough to draw attention to itself in a way that couldn't be ignored. For a moment, he considered stepping forward the same way he had before, the same way he had checked the room the last time something didn't make sense. But something about this felt different. Not stronger or more aggressive, just more certain, more aware. That thought didn't come all at once, but once it settled, it didn't leave. Before, everything in the house had felt like it existed without paying attention to anything around it. It moved through its own pattern, separate from the people living there. Noticeable, but not responsive. This didn't feel separate. This felt like something that knew he was standing there. He didn't step closer. After a few seconds, he turned and went back into his room, closing the door behind him without looking back down the hallway again. Nothing followed. The house stayed quiet for the rest of the night, the same steady stillness holding in place as if nothing had happened at all. By morning, everything had returned to the way it always was. The door was closed again. The hallway looked the same. No one mentioned hearing anything or seeing anything out of place, and for the first time since moving in, that didn't feel like a relief, because whatever had been in the house hadn't changed when the story fell apart. It hadn't reacted when they stopped believing in it. It hadn't needed the name they had given it. It had just continued, and if anything, it felt clearer now than it had before. Not because they understood it, but because they didn't. There was no explanation left to fall back on, no story to shape what they were experiencing into something familiar. The house had lost that layer completely, leaving only the moments themselves, separate from anything that tried to define them, and those moments didn't feel random anymore. They felt intentional, not constant, not overwhelming, just deliberate enough to make it clear that whatever was there had never depended on the story they had built around it. It had been there before it, and it would still be there long after it was gone.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.